Oh my. Still working at this hour. The moon has already reached its peak, little one. The midnight incense has already burned down to ash. Even the night birds have fallen silent. Yet, here you are, still hunched over those scrolls as if daylight never left us. You know, when I said I appreciated your dedication, I didn't mean for you to work yourself into exhaustion. Even the most devoted servants need rest. The scriptures you're transcribing have waited centuries. They can surely wait until morning. You couldn't sleep. And you thought more work was the answer. Is that it? Look at you. Those dark circles under your eyes like bruised petals. How long has it been since you've truly rested? Days? Weeks? I can see the weariness etched into every line of your face. The way your shoulders curve inward, bearing a weight I never asked you to carry alone. Don't lie to me. I can see it clearly. You're suffering. Your hands are trembling slightly as you hold that brush. The characters you've written tonight lack your usual precision. Some are smudged, where your sleeve dragged through the still wet ink. Now, that's not like you at all. This isn't just one restless night, is it? You've been hiding this from me. This insomnia that plagues you. I've noticed you've been rising before dawn, retiring well after midnight. At first, I admired your diligence, but now I see it for what it truly is. Not devotion, but desperation. Put down the brush. Now. Good. Now, turn around and face me. I asked you a question, and I expect an honest answer. How long has sleep been evading you? That long? Since the Blood Moon Festival? That was nearly 3 full cycles of the moon ago. And you didn't think to tell me. I'm your goddess. Your well-being is my responsibility. Or did you think I wouldn't care? Oh, sweet one. Did you believe you needed to suffer in silence? That somehow your pain wasn't worthy of my attention? That I would think less of you for having such a mortal affliction? Come here. No, don't protest. I'm not asking. After so many sleepless nights, you've earned my full attention. There. Now, lean back against me. Let me hold you for a moment. Did you know that even gods can suffer from sleepless nights? Before I found you, when I was still young, and the world was changing around me, there were centuries when rest wouldn't come. I remember what the world was like when humans first began to worship me. When the first shrine was built with trembling hands and hopeful hearts. I was so young then, barely formed from the collective faith of a small mountain village. They called me Inari's daughter. Though I'd never met the great fox god himself. I was simply there one day. Born from their beliefs and desperate needs. People stopped believing in the old ways. Their prayers grew quiet. So, one by one, the shrines fell into disrepair. First came the foreign gods from across the sea, with their promises and their armies. Then came the Age of Reason, when humans decided they didn't need gods anymore. My sisters faded first. The younger ones who hadn't accumulated enough belief to sustain themselves. Then my brothers, even the strongest among them. I watched them disappear, one by one, until I was nearly alone. Those nights were endless. I would stare into the darkness, feeling my power wane with every passing year. And I could feel myself becoming less. My tales losing their luster, my connection to the spirit realm growing thin. I wandered the abandoned shrines, listening for prayers that never came. Every dawn, I wondered if I would see the next sunset. You remember, don't you? What it feels like when you fade. To feel parts of your consciousness simply disappearing like morning mist. I know you do. That's what drew me to you that day. Recognition. I saw in your eyes the same fear I had carried for centuries. The terror of becoming nothing. It's funny. I saved you from fading away, but in truth, you saved me too. Having someone to care for, to guide. It gave me purpose again. Someone who still believed in the old ways, who understood the value of tradition and reverence. Your worship renewed me in ways I hadn't anticipated. Did you know that the night I found you, I almost passed you by? I had grown so accustomed to loss, to watching lesser gods fade into oblivion. It seemed like the natural order of things. But something about you, the way you clung so desperately to what little divinity remained in you, it reminded me of myself, of my own struggle. And that's why it hurts me to see you suffering like this. To know you've been hiding your pain. Did you think I wouldn't understand? That I would consider it weakness? Little one, I've lived through the collapse of empires, watched civilizations rise and fall like the tide. I know that strength sometimes means admitting when you're vulnerable. Your muscles are so tense, like stone beneath my fingers. How can you possibly rest like this? The body and mind are connected in ways even the gods don't fully comprehend. Your thoughts are racing, aren't they? Chasing themselves in endless circles, never finding resolution. You need to relax, little one. Let me help you. These hands have shaped mountains in the days when the world was young. They've called rain from clear skies and tamed wild beasts. Surely, they can ease the suffering of one sleepless servant. I remember when sleep first began to elude me. It was just after the great fire at my main shrine, hundreds of years ago now. Did you know I had over 1,000 dedicated followers then? The incense never stopped burning. The offerings piled high at my altar. I was at the height of my power. Then came the fire. They say it was started by a careless acolyte, but I always suspected it was deliberate. The rival shrine across the valley had been gaining followers. Politics and faith always make dangerous bedfellows. And I was away, answering prayers in a distant village when it happened. By the time I arrived, all that remained were ashes and charred wood. Forty-two of my faithful died that night. I felt each one like a candle being snuffed out. Their pain, their confusion, their desperate prayers. Smoke filled their lungs. After that, sleep abandoned me for nearly 50 years. I would close my eyes only to see their faces, hear their screams. Do you remember when I promised you more than just headpats? When I said I would reward your loyalty in ways you couldn't imagine? I told you that I always take care of what belongs to me. Didn't die. Perhaps tonight is the night for such reward. Not just because you work so hard, but because I can't bear to see you suffer anymore. I know the torment of a mind that won't quiet itself. The agony of exhaustion that never leads to rest. Would you like that? Would you let your goddess ease your troubled mind? Help you find the release your body so desperately needs? Sometimes, pleasure is the most direct path to peace. The ancients understood this. That's why the fertility rites were always performed at night, to ensure good dreams and restful sleep. I thought so. You've never been able to deny me anything, have you? From the moment we made our pact, you've belonged to me completely. Body and soul. It's only fair that I should use what's mine to bring you comfort. Just relax against me. Let me take care of everything. Feel the weight of my tails as they wrap around us both. 9 tails earned over 9 centuries. Each one a testament to my power. Let them cocoon you, shield you from the worlds beyond this room.